The Egypt Air crash mystery deepens.
These data raise many questions.
Western Turkey suffers a second severe earthquake.
In crackers, in cookies, in snack foods.
It's trans fats. They're good, but not good for you. This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. As investigators learn more about the final moments of Egypt Air Flight 990, they're focusing more on the human factor in the crash. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano is live in Newport, Rhode Island with the latest.
Whatever was happening aboard Flight 990, it was certainly frightening. NTSB Chairman Jim Hall says after the autopilot disconnect, the elevators on the tail were adjusted to point the nose down. Power to the engines was reduced. For 20 seconds, it was like a weightless freefall. The speed peaked at nearly the speed of sound. Cockpit alarms went off. Then the nose started to come back up, inflicting 2.5 G's on the passengers and crew. And then the engines were manually shut down.
We cannot at this time explain the circumstances that were occurring on Flight 990 that resulted in the flight profile I just described.
They need to know why all of this was going on in the cockpit. And to that end, the search goes on for the cockpit voice recorder out in the Atlantic. Reporting live, Lou Miliano, CBS News, Newport Naval Station.
The FBI is taking a careful look at the backgrounds of the passengers and crew. According to the Associated Press, one area of inquiry is the emotional stability of the co-pilot. Now this.
In the following commercial, we'll introduce Dish 500, the latest entertainment machine from Dish Network, and the world's only digital satellite TV system able to receive 500 channels. Not only will it change the way you watch TV, it's free after rebate and qualified programming. However, being such a revolutionary product, I'm forced to leave more room for the legal announcer.
Available at Sears and other fine retailers. Using Dish 500 may lead to enlarged retina or gluteal spreaditis. Do not ingest more than 200 channels within 1 hour. In case of overdose, please personalize your system to include only favorite channels. Do not forget to shower or eat at least once a day. May cause excessive visitations by neighbors who can't get over 20 commercial-free premium movie channels. Refrain from doing little celebratory Dish 500 dances around friends who have cable. Do not take up a second job selling cologne. After all, Dish Network is free after rebate and qualified programming. Offer ends December 31st. Prices and packages subject to change without notice. Cancellation penalties apply. Additional install charges, restrictions, and sales tax may apply. Void where prohibited. 1 year service agreement required. Call us at 1-888-399-DISH. 1-888-399-DISH. Not intended as a spouse substitute.
Dish Network. How would you like your TV?
CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart has learned that former Senator John Danforth, who's leading an investigation of the Waco siege, has decided to test more than 400 FBI weapons to verify the Bureau's claim that its agents never fired a shot during the standoff.
Essentially, what this all means is that the latest Waco reinvestigation is probably going to take a lot longer and be far more complicated than anyone first believed. And sources at the Justice Department say they have serious doubts that any of these new tests will be conclusive, while the FBI, on the other hand, appears ready to go along with just about anything if it would help put this issue to rest.
Danforth is believed to be especially interested in several FBI sniper rifles. Grief and panic in the Turkish town of Bulu, near the epicenter of a powerful earthquake that caused buildings to collapse and set off explosions.
This is a major earthquake. It's a magnitude 7.2.
John Bellini of the National Earthquake Information Center in Golden, Colorado. Authorities say more than 120 people are dead, hundreds injured, in the same region where an earthquake claimed more than 17,000 lives in August. Reporter Jessica Lutz in Istanbul is monitoring developments.
It's close to the area where the previous quake was, so people, part of the people, were already living in prefab buildings because their houses had collapsed in the previous quake. Of course, we don't know yet how big the damage is now because it's dark and there is no communication possible.
President Clinton is scheduled to travel to Turkey on Sunday for a summit meeting in Ankara. The White House says those plans have not changed. A plane operated by the UN World Food Program flying out of Rome crashed in northern Kosovo today, apparently killing the 25 people aboard. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier reports searchers have found the wreckage.
It appears to be 17 miles north of Pristina in the general area of Podijevo. That's only 20 or 30 miles from Serbia proper and far north of Pristina's airport, the plane's intended destination. Aid workers predict a difficult search. The entire northern area, like much of Kosovo, is heavily mined and dangerous to travel off-road in the day, much less in the dark. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, Belgrade.
Pakistani authorities suspect terrorist leader Osama bin Laden was behind the explosions of 6 rockets in downtown Islamabad. The attack was apparently aimed at the U.S. Embassy and the American Center, but no Americans were among the half dozen people hurt. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Being a toy agent for ToysRUs.com, I need a keen eye for talent. Since they handle the hottest toys, I have to know if a toy's got what it takes to be a star. For every Elmo I see, there's a whack-em, smack-em, aardvark. At ToysRUs.com, your kid won't end up with any lame toys. Just the toys that everybody wants. Plus, get a free original Tickle Me Elmo with purchase of $100 or more, now through November 20th or while supplies last. And there's free shipping available on all orders through December 1st. ToysRUs.com. Just point, click, play.
What's better than naming your own price at Priceline.com? How about naming your own price and saving up to $200 on your next trip? It's easy. Just go to Priceline.com and name your own price for airline tickets or hotel rooms before November 30th. When you do, you'll receive $25 toward your next airline ticket request free. Request 8 tickets and save $200. That's on top of our everyday savings of up to 40% or more. So name your own price. Visit us on the web or call 1-800-PRICELINE today.
Late word from Colorado, Mark Maines, who sold an assault weapon to Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold that was used in the Columbine High School massacre, has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. The Food and Drug Administration is moving to require a change in food labels to show consumers the amount of trans fatty acids
in crackers, in cookies, in snack foods.
Joseph Levitt of the FDA's Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition says trans fat helps give those goodies their flavor, but it's dangerous.
It increases the blood LDL cholesterol, what people refer to as bad cholesterol, and therefore increases the risk of coronary heart disease.
The proposed label would show the combined amount of saturated fat and trans fat to give consumers a better idea of the health risk. Officials in New Hampshire say the wreckage of a Learjet that disappeared on Christmas Eve 1996 has finally been found near Wentworth in the White Mountains. That's about 23 miles northeast of Lebanon, where the plane was supposed to land. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
You've been on the phone for an hour now with the airline. You were watching the news and you heard those two magic words, fare war. The airlines are waging a bloody battle. Prices are dropping dramatically. But all you've heard so far is, I'm sorry, all those fares are taken. But how can that be? It was just announced. Then you start thinking, maybe this wasn't a fare war after all. Maybe war wasn't declared. How about a fare conflict? Worse yet, a fare battle. It's over already. It was a small fare uprising, a skirmish near the fare border. Yeah, that must have been it. Next time you hear there's a fare war, don't run to the phone. Run to your computer and check out Best Fare Finder on Travelocity.com. It's the only place you can access over 700 airlines, over 42,000 hotels, and over 50 rental car companies simultaneously. Just click on the date you're interested in on their handy calendar. It's that easy. If there's a deal out there, chances are Best Fare Finder will find it for you. Best Fare Finder on Travelocity.com. Go virtually anywhere.
At a White House ceremony today, President Clinton signed the measure that lifts restrictions on financial institutions, allowing one-stop shopping for insurance, banking, and brokerage services.
This will, first of all, save consumers billions of dollars a year through enhanced competition.
Critics say the system could wind up costing consumers more money and puts their financial privacy at risk. Good day on Wall Street. The Dow Industrial's up 173 points to finish at 10,769, and the NASDAQ hit another record, a 23-point gain to 3220. If you look it up, all the references say Mount Everest is 29,028 feet tall, but using sophisticated new measuring techniques, the National Geographic Society says the world's tallest peak is actually 7 feet taller at 29,035 feet. That's the World News Roundup, produced this week by Steve Gossett. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.